Save room for dessert at a bracha. K. Carvel and Kumpot, Daniel Hartstein.
Tonight's cheer is sponsored by the Farkas family, commemorating the Yahrzeit Bo Bayom of Yitzchok ben Ephraim Tischel. I must say that I knew that for sure last year at this time. I knew that the Yahrzeit would definitely be on a Tuesday night. Knew it had to be, right? Baruch Hashem, through the year of Avelos, there's been a number of sponsorships, Zeh from Mishmoso, a number of barbecues. And I'll say the following word is that we're commemorating Marmon Hasina this week in the Parsha, in Parsha's Yisro. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was very fond of the famous Gemara that, as we know, questioned Kofar Alem Harkigigis. How could it be the nation of Nasa and Ishma? But on the other hand, the Rebbe Zalman says, if you don't accept the Torah, this will be your burial place. So Rav Aaron learned out that the reason why this was so was because Bnei Yisrael had seen Oysos and Moisim. They'd seen tremendous miracles. Besides Kriyat Yamsuf, as we read in the Haggadah, the Nisim and Aflois that were fivefold and tenfold and so on and so forth through Kriyat Yamsuf. And of course the Makos. So they saw the Yad of Hashem, and Mamre Hasin accepting the Torah was easy for them. Nasan Nishma was easy for them. But it was the future generations that was very difficult for them to accept. They knew that the future generations wouldn't see the Yad Hashem in the same way. And that's what they were worried about. And that's the Rebbe Shalom Kofram HaGigigis. He says, don't worry. The future generations will have the same, and certainly in some way, have this type of emuna that you have now, even seeing the Yad Hashem. When we commemorate a Yahrzeit, so one of the things that we focus on is certainly the Nifter and the Aliyah of the Neshama, but how does that Neshama on each Yahrzeit go up a level? So tonight we'll have the Schuss, and I do this specifically, don't worry, we'll do Chassidus Shetorah. And the Chassidim, I believe, and I hope this, I might be wrong about this, but the Chassidim as opposed to the Misnagdim, so there's a difference. What is the Yahrzeit? Is the Yahrzeit a fast day, or is it a day of a Tikkun? People make brachas. Some people do both, which is great. But what is the idea? Is that you have to do things la'aliyas neshama. What better way to be mechabed in neshama through this idea of nasa v'nishma, koifer el hagigis, the future generations taking over and being able to continue the ways of the Torah, continuing the ways of emuna shlema. Certainly this is something we see in Larry, and maybe this is fortuitous, that over the last few weeks he's completed the CD collection of my last few hundred shurim, and as I said before, you don't realize, and I don't realize, but more you should realize, because you're the one that prints them, people do come over me, actually, I know it's surprising, and say that they hear it. And I'll tell you the following mice, just to give you a little hanoah. So this is why I think the story is true. I was davening mincha in a weird location, and I found somebody from the shul that was there. So I said, oh, you work here? He says, yeah, this is our office. We daven here, fine. So the father also davens in our shul, father-son business. So the son comes over, he goes, oh, you look familiar from shul, what's your name? I tell him my name. He says to him, Abba, don't you know who this is? This is the guy who we listen to on the way to work every day. And he goes, oh, yeah, you're the guy. And then he said something derogatory about one of my shurim, but no, he said a joke that I had said. So I said, oh, so he obviously listened to me, heard the joke, that's good. So this mamash tremendous hashma that you're able to have, and hopefully that will continue, and it'll be a tremendous aliyah from the neshama to dedicate learning l'zeichah neshmaso when you are the one, the chief one who was responsible for disseminating the Torah, is a tremendous zechus of the aliyah from the neshama. Tiyan neshmaso nitzurah b'shura chayim, the neshama should continue to have an aliyah, this chus, your Torah learning and your family and the chus ha-meshulash that you've established in your home. The topic for tonight, I hope you'll get as much joy as I've researched it, is the topic of save room for dessert and a bracha, cake, carvel, and kumpot. Each of them deserve a shiur within itself, and I hope tonight we will have the chus of finishing this in one night, but we never know, because we'll see three unique aspects when it comes to dessert. And that is the unique aspect of regular dessert foods. Has there been an inyan of Mishana Teva? Last week we discussed quite specifically fruit and how fruit serves in possibly being Mishana Teva. How appetizers today, many say we don't make a bracha. We saw the Gemara that when they brought te'anim, so you would make a bracha. But nowadays, we saw that it's possibly different, except for that Chiddush of Shlomo Zalman. So how do we hold at the end of every meal? So if you're not such a, as stark of a person, and you don't have the schus of having dessert at every meal, but certainly by Shabbos, by Friday night, Shabbos day, who doesn't have dessert? Has that dessert, has that set way become part of the Suda, and therefore bracha would not be necessary? We are very careful here, because we are choshesh bracha slavatola. Then we'll discuss, that comes to cake and cookies, candies, and all those things. Then we'll discuss the unique aspect of Carvel. And when I say Carvel, of course I'm talking about the Chol Yisrael type. In Brooklyn they have a Chol Yisrael Carvel. And Parav ice cream and those type of things. They might be at a different din. And then we'll see what I believe is a fascinating, well actually you're going to see the compote first, is fruit compote. The famous, maybe nowadays not as popular, but something that in the Alter Heim was quite popular as a very nice dessert food. And we'll see, which will be without being out of the realm of Hilchos Brachos, a tremendous yesoid by the Chafetz Chaim, and try to figure out what exactly the Chafetz Chaim held on this. Zakta Magen Avraham, source number one, tonight will be Halacha and Halacha only. No Rishu, we did all the Rishonim last week at the Gemara's. Here we go. So he says, Kegoin Te'enim, Huadin, Kol Davar Shabal Lekinuach, Ve'afil Hay Lufan of Bishash of Yerech Hamotzi, Ve'afil Apes Mivu Sholim, De'ein Pas Faturin, Kevin She'ein Shaychos Lepas. Magen Avraham very succinctly, very easily in one line tells us Kol Davar that Brazza Kinuach. Kinuach nowadays is another word really for dessert that comes at the end, that comes to sweeten the palate. Even if you had it in the meal, you knew about it, or it was mamish at the table, even if it's peirus, even if it's this compote, even if it's cooked fruit, doesn't matter. A bracha is necessary. Right? Right? If we had, right, a few more people, Rabbi Chanan ibn Akasha, we could take Kaddish, that's it. Zakta Mishnah Berurah certainly agrees. Kegoin Te'enim. V'chol davar l'chinuach. He says anything that came from chinuach, let's say. V'yafil hayo nira. Shekol ikar hayu. So any of these things. Bar l'mazon, l'suda, v'lo l'chinuach ba'alma, el l'brichas tavshil, kashya tavshil shenat. And this is what we spoke about last week. We said last week that when it came to certain other things, for example, fruit within the basar, if the fruit within a kugel, so there we would be a maker when it came to simis and other things, because that has become common, the apple kugel, if you would like to call it that, and the other type of items, the carrot kugel, and those type of things. But right, what's the halakha l'maaseh here? This is what we want to, I think, is a fascinating idea. So your wife makes for Shabbos something that she calls carrot kugel. And you eat it as part of the meal on Shabbos, and then Sunday night dinner comes, or Nebuch, maybe Monday and Tuesday night dinner, and that carrot kugel is still left over, because it's not a kugel anymore. And what does she decide? Very great. She's going to serve it as a new dish. Guess what? I made you a fresh carrot cake. She puts a shtickel whipped cream on it. So mamish, a very interesting idea, that when it's Besocha Suda, we were taina that you would make a barim mizonos. You wouldn't make a bar in Mizonos. And now it's the end of the meal, it's the dessert. Where does that fit in? So there, we're good. So look at the last two lines, the most important line. V'ein b'chlal zeh, ma'ashe mevi'en me'at peiros. If you bring a little bit of peiros, mevushalim, l'kinuach ha'suda shekarim kampot, d'zeh ein b'lemazon klal, rach l'kinuach, sarach levarach. Pashut halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. However, this doesn't apply to fruits that are brought at the end of the meal, a fruit platter, or this type of compote. It doesn't matter. This is the end of the meal. That shows that this is dessert, it's sweet, and a bracha, you would need a bracha. So it doesn't appear to be any of my focus right now. What we have to discuss is that where does cake fit in? A cake is, really cake and cookies are one, has to be one of the central themes tonight. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Kuf Sadeches, a little bit before our Siman of Kuf Ayin Zayin, speaks about different types of mizonos. So the introduction is, of course, we have something called Pasav Abakistan. What is Pasav Abakistan? The answer is, it's a machloikis. It's some sort of mizonos item, dough. Some Rishonim say it's dough and fruit, like a pie. Some say it's dough with a lot of fruit, with juice, oil, honey, sugar, those type of things, more like a cake. And others call it the pie crust. It's a crumbly, doughy item, maybe even similar to pretzels. And therefore, we're not 100% sure what pasta baba kistim. Halacha lemaisa, this involves what exactly we can make hamotzion. If we don't have, for example, if you have enough mezonos, you can make hamotzion. So these type of items, the Shulchan Aruch discusses what brachas do they get, and in the underlined part, vein achil lehu besocha suda, right? If you have it besocha suda, shalom machmasa suda, toinim bracha lefaneh velo achareha. Zok the Shulchan Aruch. However, if you have these cake items during the suda, they get a bracha. What are these cake items? Good question. Source number four, the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham tells us, if you look at the Tor, the Rush, and others, the Gemara Berbrachel of Anavel, Acharei, Afi, the Pasa, Baba Kitzin Bilvad, the Kinuach, so in Cain, Kol Minei Pasa Niskarim, Besiv Zeh, Toinim Baracha, Toich Asuda, Kish Oichel, the Kinuach, the Cain Chas of Tosa Sri. All the Rishon that we had the argument on last week, these great, the Tor, and the Rush, and the Mordechai, and all those, and the Tosa Sri even, who had a little bit different way of understanding Peiros, all would agree that when it comes to something that is not besocha suda, again, we are not talking about your kugels and your side dishes, but something that's like kinuach, that's clearly the end of the meal, doesn't matter what type of pasta, of a kitzen, how you define it, it gets a bracha. This could be a chiddush to some people. At least to me, it's a chiddush. Mezonos, therefore, your cake comes out, you have to make a bracha, bori meimene mezonos. However, he does admit that if it's coming l'tayva tamachel, then of course it would not get a bracha. If you're eating it mamish because you're hungry, then it wouldn't get a bracha. Zuck source number five, the Bir Alacha, the Mishnah Berurah. Again, however, in this siman, also says as follows: Toinim bracha lefaneh. So v'ayim in Mishnah Berurah shekasav b'shem Magen Avraham the pasav abekisnim mivur. Right, they do get a bracha. However, so we says what we name the MS kizvar mivur the kamer rishon and v'nim leikar adin aval adidim l'sakim the pasav abekisnim mayhu af shamachar pasuk lahakel. However, there's going to be a question whether or not we're going to make the bracha because we have a Sveika Durabanan. We mentioned last week this idea of Sveika Durabanan. What's a Sveika Durabanan? Right? Suffik bracha is lahakel. And therefore, we're nervous about making a bracha. Maybe my motzi was yotzi. That's, again, understand here. These are items that you could yourself, without even having bread, possibly make hamotzi on. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a possibility that this is a Suffik.
Shouldn't the halacha differentiate though between a regular like you're sitting down and they bring out dessert, whereas when you go someplace where you know who's going to bring dessert?
No, because we said in the first few shiurim that how do we define brachos in the meal? For example, if you don't have a pot meal, so now how do you define it? So in general, anything that's in your home, right? We said this as a chiddush, but the modern day post can say anything located in your home, even that you don't know about, your wife just bought something, she put it in, special dessert, doesn't matter. You made a mezonos on the pasta that you just ate, and that's a surprise, guess what I have for you? That mezonos would be good. That's a chiddush. However, if now, all of a sudden, right, somebody walks in, who's late to the shiur, and he comes in and he goes, oh, I heard you're giving a shiur on cake, and now he comes down with a beautiful cake, and he says, so what bracha are we going to make on it? So there you would have a shaila. Even though you made a mezonos on the rice that you ate before, you probably would make a bracha on the cake because there's no way you knew about that because nobody here knew that he was bringing the cake. And that would be the unique case. Like we mentioned last week, you have a menu and you have the menu item, you know what you're getting, right? You go out with your wife to a fancy restaurant, not you, so let's say somebody else, and they go out to a fancy restaurant and they know that when they go to, Solo, they know they have the delicious, flambé. So they know they're going to have a dessert. So that's going to be the shiloh. But the point is an important point. What if I know I'm going to have dessert? So you, Mamash, touched on something very important. You're mechavin too, not only the Mishnah Berurah, but the chayodim here. I think this is a chiddush, nifla, beautiful chiddush, very important to understand. First of all, before we get to your chiddush, if you could wait just one moment, and that is, he quotes in the name of the Chedushe, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and another place, Chai Adam, the Masha Kosov Le'el, Pshem and Mordechai, right, according to this, Right? Then he says like this. However, listen to this. Here's a great way of getting out of it. The last line of this Bir Halacha in source number 5 is easy. Right? What's talking about what? Kichaloch, or those type of things. Lechachila roi sheikavein b'shah shavirachah mosle parsa oso. That the chayi other paskins like Kenny, that a person should go ahead and make the bracha of Hamotzi, have in mind what he's having, even if he doesn't even know exactly. He doesn't have to go over to the host and say, excuse me, I need to know, what are we having for dessert? She says, well, what do you need to, I need to know. No, you know, I'm going to have the dessert. That's the Chai Odom's Chiddush. Now when it comes to cake, that should be the bracha. So it seems to me, already we're starting to get, wait a minute, we just went on, oh yeah, for sure, no problem, Magen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch, not so kosher now, because of the way our meals are. And in fact, in source number 6, the Kavachayim says, V'yesh Omrim, Dim Ochel Pasa Vavakistim, L'kinuach V'soch Asuda Tzarech L'varech. Right? Says you have to make Varech. So he says, because this could come as the hamotzi itself, but he says yachal talking to who the imbirach hamotzi b'makom b'makom makom yotza. So he says, so what should we do? You call him imbirach hamotzi l'chilu father. He says this is to give us exact idea of the chayy adam to go ahead and do this because he's not so sure. And he says kidei right l'teitz l'kuli alma. That would be the best thing because you know this is a machlokas over here. V'chein. Zok the Dugal Merava in source number 7, Nodim Yehuda Mesel Paskins, Lenia Saitis, the Al Oson, Shabrachoso, Vesiv Zion, Ein Lavar Tochasuda, the Harei, Mechokad. All these things, there's a plukta, is it possible to kiss him or not? You cannot bring me a cake where there's not really a machoikis, and therefore, there's a suffix, the Rabbanu Lakula, possible to kiss him, Ella, right, Pas Gomer, Vyotza Vurcha Samoetzi, Shivarach Alapas, right? And therefore, that's it. That's the way we are Paskin. So therefore, there's a lot of people who do not make a bracha hamotzi during the meal. Bray mizonos on the dessert items. However, I thought this was a davar pashut until Thursday night. I asked Rav Shechter after Thursday night shiur. So there's always a nice line. So there's a line of people like myself, ignoramuses who just ask shilas, and then you have the other line of the rabbanim from the community who have real shilas. So we let all them go first. And so I spoke to him about this. So he had a little twinkle in his eye, and he says he thought it was funny that I just mentioned it to him because he was in Miami last week or a week and a half ago, and he picked up a sefer that discussed this. Unfortunately, I don't have the same bekiyas he has. He mentioned the sefer, Rav Shurkin sefer. Maybe somebody could find this for me. I couldn't find the chidushim that he shared with me. This is about the Rav, a chiddush that the Rav had. So he said that, of course you make a bracha. So first I said to him, isn't it true you don't make a bracha? And he says, yeah, could be. I said, no, not could be. How do you hold? How does Rosh Hashiva hold? And he said, you make a bracha. I said, why? So he said, Rav Moshe Paskin, that cakes nowadays are made with so much sugar, even though we make barim and mezonos on them, they don't have the same status of making hamotzi. And the only items that would, this is a famous klal, is types of mezonos that you would have a sandwich with, maybe like a croissant, or those type of things. And therefore, he said he makes a bracha on all these different items. But then he shared other chidushim in this area as it applies to Pahasabah B'Kislim.
That's just because you're, in that case, there's no question in his mind that he's
going to
be
so I didn't think that, meaning I always remember the famous Thursday night cakes in Yeshivat HaKotel. So used to have a lot of the Bachrim stayed up all night. So at 12 they would have, you would get an angel's cake that was like this big, and it was about 750 grams, and it was like a half a kilo or something. Right? And I'll tell you why in a second. And then at 2 o'clock they would have a big kiddush. Some was very easy to stay up. You know, the kiddush. So somebody was thinking about it when they were eating this cake that's about this big. You have to wash on this. So they went up to Rav Nevensal and they asked Rav Nevensal, Shlita, and Rav Nevensal looked at it and he said, yeah, I don't think it's a shiloh. This is what the kid says, of course it's not a shiloh. It's a mezonos. He goes, no, I think you have to wash on it. So guys were getting smart. They would leave over the last bite. You know, that's when, you know, when you read the ingredients on the item and you say, "Ooh, this has 25 grams of fat." So you leave a little piece and you say, "I didn't have the whole thing, so it's not 25 grams of fat." So, but then they did a real study. They went to angels and they asked them how they make it, the whole thing. And it turned out that if you had the whole cake, you would have to wash. So that was the end of that. So people were splitting their cakes in half, saving it for later. So they're asking the other Shaila, how long do you wait to make the next bracha bar mitzvah? Says the patia. Okay, not the best thing. So therefore, it is a machlokes. I don't, and this is unfortunately the way we're going to almost pass it at the end of this year. When it comes to this, this is a hard one to give an answer for, because yesh al mi lismuch for both of them. It's hard to give a psak here, not that I would give a psak, but it seems to me that according at least to Rabbi Badner Sefer and Vizos HaBracha and those type of Svarim, they say you don't make a bracha on these items. And then there's what I believe is a cop-out answer, and that is that just don't have any dessert and wait till the end of the meal. It's fine and dandy, but in Lamaik that doesn't work out very well. I forgot to ask. Yeah, that's what. So a lot of Svarim, that's what they say. So I think that's a great answer. The Sefer Halacha, the Hilchasa, my father gave me the Sefer, and so in this Sefer, so that's what he says about all dessert items. So that's great. If you're in your own house and you want to be masculine, that's fine. But if you have somebody else, says, you know what? Let's bend. The mice, it doesn't work out, you know, unless you're real, you know. We once had I haven't told any stories yet. So we once had, it's a little early. So we once had we did the first Indian, so we can go to Meyer. So we once had a guest over at my house who I did not know as well, my wife did. And it was quite an interesting experience. Because when he came, he came and he said, so are we eating alone? I said, no, we're not eating alone. He says, okay, so let's make Kiddush. So I didn't want to say to him no. I said, oh, well, you know, I don't think we have any mizonos to make kiddush. And he goes, oh, no, that's okay. And he whips out of his pocket the present he brought, which was chocolate-covered pretzels. He goes, we could open this. So I said, what am I going to do? Oh, no, nebuch. So he filled up the cup of wine for him to make kiddush. And just about before I actually handed him the cup, I said, oh, wait, the guests are here. Baruch Hashem, we're okay. We could, you know, make regular kiddush. He goes, no, it's okay. He makes kiddush. And then he had to use the restroom, and this was the last week I did this. He decided the P-touch sign on the window. Please do not open the window on Shabbos, because since the Shabbos don't open the window, he opened the window and the alarm went off. So this was like a wonder, whatever. And then he came out of the bathroom, and he goes, you know, it's a really loud sound. What's that from? I go, did you open the window in the bathroom? He goes, yeah. I go, that's the sound. And then when it came to the time of benching, when it came to the time of benching, we had the meal. We had already eaten, so you can't say it was machmir for the shita. We had eaten dessert, and we were schmoozing. And he says, okay, let's give out the benchers now, like it's his house. So I didn't bat it in mind. So bencher early is not, I have no problem with. Very strange. He actually moved out of the community. So that's the mizonos, that's the difficult part. All of a sudden comes this big machlokes over here about what the Mishnah Berurah said. So when we saw already from this Mishnah Berurah, it was pashut, right? The first Mishnah Berurah says kompot, right? No question. If you have ma'at mevushalim and we call it kompot, you make a bracha. And to strengthen that is what the Shaar HaTzion says. Now, if the Shaar HaTzion was not written by the Mishnah Berurah, so you could argue with me, but it was. So you have a little bit of a problem. Look what he writes here. This is in source number 8. The album makom shenogu lachol peiros mevushalim b'chol suda l'vasof. What if you have a place, let's say, Olav HaShalom, you have the crown, or the Sansusi, or the Saxony, right? And they all know, the people who are older, they should live and be well, their meal consists of, right, at 4 o'clock, consists of, right, washing and having the flanken, and the food compo, that's it.
No, food danish.
So, Gam came to Saber L'chorah, the Lo Choshev Kizvar Mabar Mechal Suda. Even though you know it's part of your Suda, and that's always what you end your Suda off with, and it's not really just to sweeten the meal, that's part of the Suda. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, the Chavetz Chaim, or the Shaar HaTzion, the same person. No way, Jose. Because it's Miami. So, he says, you should not, you make a bracha. Kevin Sha'al, Koponim, Rakli Kinuach, don't tell me there's anything else but dessert. That's only talking about other things. It needs a bracha. Other items that he discusses, we discussed last week, different types of marak, or different types of thing, yirako, so these different things, basar with fruit, that he understands. Or, as he pointed out before, if it's fruit that's mixed in, but it's part of the suda, that, but compost, no, that's the end of the suda. This is the Mishnah Berurah, twice he says it. Turn the page. I apologize. I was very pressed for time, because the copy machine was broken, but I fixed it, as you see. So I forgot to do numbers and at this size. We'll hopefully remember some of the names. So Zuck the Pitzkei Chuvas, one of my favorite Svarim, in a footnote to this Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin, says as follows. He saw Matzino Gam the Sefer Hatzadik Reb Shlomo Bloch. Reb Shlomo Bloch wrote a Sefer about the Maisus of the Chavetz Chaim and the Atmo Ba'oz Ziknoso Chazerbo. He was Chozer the Chavetz Chaim. Kan V'lohaya Mavarach Al Kampot. He did not make the bracha anymore on the Kampot, even though he wrote it there in two places, maybe three. He wrote in the Bir Aloch as well. Kvar Kosu the Sefer Orchus Rabbeinu. She'ein kan chazara umuvir shechosno shel hachavetz chayim, most possibly Rav Mendel Zaks Zatzal Rosh Hashivat YU sheshol es chomov. He said, asked him, what do you mean you were chazar al kaf? The amr lo she'adaf notel of horich. No, you should. Umashu lo bire hu mishum she'adaf ziknoso hayo etzlo ikra suda. And he also explained the Od Yesh Lahosif Uludayek Gam Beloshon Mishnah Berurah Mashem Mivia Me'at. It uses the word Me'at. If you look on the other page, I underlined it twice. Me'at Peiros Mivushalam Mashma the Harbe Shehu Muslim Sreya. Then it's not a Stira. So there are two ways to learn the Chavetz Chaim, this Ma'is of the Chavetz Chaim. One is according to his son-in-law who said no, that was a Ma'isa question of what. He was old. You know what he used to eat for dinner? Fruit compote. He would wash in a fruit compote. Then Lekuli Alma, you would make this. I told Sir Shefter he was fascinated that this was the actual answer. He had, you know, he said he knew this, but he said this is the answer. It doesn't sound right. Or that no, that's why he uses the lashon of ma'at. A little bit of fruit compote. We have a lot of fruit compote, so that must mean it's part of the Suda. Two ways of learning. However, this won't be the only way of learning. This is the problem with Mipi Hashemuas. Mipi Hashemuas is everybody trying to search for what Mipi Hashemuas are. And that's a tremendous problem that maybe it's not the best thing to go according to Mipi Hashemuas. Why? Because they get misinterpreted, right? And therefore, all these wonderful Svarim that have come out and have quoted Rav Moshe left, right, and other ways, so some would argue among those conversations I've had with Harav Reuven Feinstein and conversations that my good Chaver have had with Rav David Feinstein is that Mipi Hashemuas many times are not worth the rumors that they're based on, and we have to be very careful with them. Okay, as well as the Chubas, we have to be careful, so on and so forth. But it's very difficult, and as I pointed out before in the conversation I personally had with Rav Reuven Mipi Hashemuas, he told me as follows: like Rav Shechter, so sometimes Rav Moshe would felt bad that the person had worked out this whole chiddush, this whole great thing, and he would go, you know, like Rav Shechter say, could be. So he would say, okay, yeah, I hear it, and that person wrote in a sefer, Rav Moshe agreed. So he says, just be very careful of Pia Shemuas. So that was the idea. And Baruch Hashem, we have his own son, Seyas Nishayla Su, today. Therefore, look at the misinterpretation that is possible. Number one, if you look at where it says, Sefer Vizos HaBaracha, Lamaisa, Horuli Echad Migdoli Hador Sha'al Kol Mono Achrona Afilo Al Lufosim Yesh Lavorech Bracha Rishona. He said that this Gadol, he doesn't say what it is, says you should make on all desserts a bracha. Eich min haroi lechachia lechach pri chai. Right? This is talking about specifically when it comes to Ulkuli Alma pri chai would get this bracha. And therefore, he says, take a pre-chai and you'll have no problem if you're having fruit compounds. The Rechain, Shmanu Shachazon Ish Hayam Mevarech, right? With Lifson is compote. So he says that when it comes to compote, a person should make this bracha. And this is the Chazon Ish held this way. Also, he quotes Rechain Kasav Ha'or Letzion, we've quoted before, great Sefer Sheil Tzuvus of the former Rosh Hashiva of Parat Yosef, Harav Abba Shaul Zatzal, so he says that as well. The son of the stipler himself held this way, and he quotes Mordechai Eliyahu. Sometimes we don't remember Yibodul Chaim, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Shlita is one of the foremost poskim for the Sephardi communities, and certainly for the Mafdal, for the Mizrahi, so he's very involved as well as being a central posik. And the Lashon of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu is Maimer v'lo ochlim, me'achar shelo v'lo ochlim, osa mimapas mivorech al hakampot. So you make the bracha, and he pointed out, by the way, ula mimakampot asui mikemach, right, if you make it with kemach, which is common, lo nago, the Sephardim don't make the bracha. Then he heard, ready for this, v'chein shema'anu miha goin Rav Moshe Rav Mendel Zaks, right? This is the same Rav Mendel Zaks as possibly in the Pesukei Teshuvos. I hope to Hashem that the reason why his name is not quoted in the Pesukei Teshuvos has anything to do with YU, but it's quoted here in Vezos HaBracha. She'al aschav eschayim b'inyon zeh v'yamar lo she'adas notse she'tzorok l'barech sorry. Zerach Lavarach v'nifrad al kampot aval kenir she'achav eschayim atma lo birech. Right? He says you should make it, don't do what I do. Do as I say, not as I do. The Efshar Shesavra Zeh Midvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda, that he held Machmas Asuda. So clearly here, not so partial. Something either Rav Mendel Zaks didn't say or the Chofetz Chaim didn't say. This is difficult. B'chein Kosov, in the source to the left, the Emes LeYaakov. This certainly happened. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, his grandson wrote this, Rav Daniel Nusta. He says, Al Kain. Minei ma'achal hanachlim b'kinuach l'suda, dessert. Yesh l'vorach ha'brocha roi lahem, milvad pasta b'avakisim, shein sofik paskomer. There's your paska if you want to hold like Yaakov Kamenetsky. That's all. Birchas ha'moitzi, right, those type of things. But whatever, ma, right, but however the story, sheyesh omrin, this yesh omrin of the Chofetz Chaim chazer bo, b'sof yomov, lo nirach klal, v'pia shmura. Right? I don't get it. And Rabbanu in his sefer also said that. He goes, yeah, the Yeshua of the Yashua, the Yashua says, yes, very nice. I don't care. He goes, we don't hold from this Pia Shemulis. So how do we hold? What does the Chofetz Chaim say? I don't know. I could tell you as follows. We quoted last week a tshuva from Rav Sternbach. He also asked this question. What happened over here? Hatzadik Rebbe Shlomo says, Mavia, Eidosim Yachofetz Chaim, this is the way he held. So he says he doesn't know. But he knows that the Brisker Rav, is the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, Reisi Shadakdek Le'ochel Ima Pastafka. Because of Iker and Tavol, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. The Eifa Kamat Tzadikim Mechilko Bazeh, B'Shabbat HaKampot, Humana Kavua, B'Shaykh Lusuda, the Ein Levarech, writes because of Shabbat specifically, and he quotes the Maisa Rav, the Gra, She'Dvarim, She'Einer Kovim Liyois, the Tavshil Hasuda Mevarech Alav, I think this was the Gra that Rav Shechter referred to, and so he's not sure. And if you don't know what the pre is, so on and so forth. Then we went back over here. It says the compost in the pre bonekar heitev. So the Chazon Ish held that about making a bracha as well. What exactly a person would do? It's better to have a pre chai, something that's not cooked. And then we spoke about the chasanas. What do you do in the chasanas? And you have these different types of things. What bracha do you make? So in some it's difficult because nobody really comes out with really what happened over here. I think we can only go with what we know as the halacha, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah really said, for sure. And if he was Chamer of the Yomav, so therefore there are some people who are mocked this way. It's interesting that I saw quoted in the Sefer that he considered kompot as part of the meal. This is according to the Das Torah. Das Torah was, your site is, I think was yesterday or tonight. The Maggid of Yerushalayim, this is his grandfather, Rav Shadron. So he says no bracha. Then he quotes in another sefer that the minhag of bells was she'ein mevarchim also. They wouldn't mevarchim, and he thought this Rav that told him this in a certain sefer says the reason is because on Shabbos the minhag of the Hasidim is to have four different types of food, and one of them had to be fruit, and therefore it's considered as part of the Suda. So it's difficult to say exactly how we hold. However, one other question that we'll have is going to be on ice cream. So what's going on here? It's a davar pashut, that when it comes to anything that we normally have, any candies or the like, those all get the bracha of that we know, shahako. Therefore, if you have a candy dish, so there's a kuli alma. There's no question, lo pligi. That dessert is not helping you other than it having yumei nesika. It's done because it's sweet, it's good, it tastes well. But what is the reason why we would even taina?
Anybody had their car parked on the sidewalk in front of the shul? On the walkway, yes. Someone put his car on the walkway.
10 o'clock mile, okay.
Oh, here's my guy's locker room going home.
It's probably, what's the name?
So the shiloh is as follows. When it comes to ice cream, so it seems to be a double portion. And v'chein, if you look at the source, it says the Yitzchok Yikari of Nevensal Paskins in the underlined part. Likinua al glida shebesuda pasuk ha'admor. This is Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach demivarchim. This seems to be pashut. This has nothing to do with the meal. It's sweet. It's really to do. That's the typical type of dessert we're talking about. What's the shiloh? The shiloh is where it says yud, which is supposed to be the Yalkut Yosef, which is the Yalkut Yosef. The Yalkut Yosef was written by the son of Ravad Yosef, or Yitzchak Yosef, the Rosh Yeshiva, in one of the yeshivas that Yechavadas, Yavi Oimer, he's got these yeshivas. So he's a Rosh Kolo over there. Mamashe, he's quoted very besides for who his father is, him himself. And in fact, in Haskamah to this Chelek, the father writes in, Rav Yosef writes in bold, which you don't see in, you see the opposite in most Shuvahs. Avarti al kol ha-sefer, b'chol si'if, b'chol os. I went through every single thing, and everything is exactly right, correct, according to Pesach, the way I hold. As opposed to other Sfarim, which write what? I went through a few lines, I haven't been able to see it. Most of the time, by the way, if you want to know the ins of how you get a Haskamah, is that they just send them one article in the paper, three pages, and they look through that, and that's it. That's why all this controversy comes out with others, because they send them the right three pages. So you want, you know, and the rest, you know. So they write, I saw this, this is all that I saw, and it, right? This is, that's why Haskamahs aren't necessarily the best invention ever, especially when the Rav never met the person, which is in many cases. That could be Moedit to you. And as I told you before, there is a Rav in Meir Sharim, who has a parnasa through faxing him your galleys, and he goes around for a certain fee and can get you any haskama you want. I don't know about the Lubavitcher Rebbe, but he can get you a lot of haskamas. So the in Yud it says lechachila ein roy la'achol glida v'socha suda. He paskins that a person should not have ice cream during a suda, right, or at the end. Ella yanichu la'acha birchas amazon. The ad yivarach birchas shachol, as we said, easier said than done, but that's the best thing. Why? What's the problem? The ein hevdel v'zeb and glida v'taruba, there are two types of course, ice cream. There's good ice cream and bad ice cream, but there's also pyrava ice cream. It doesn't matter. All of them are the same. V'im kein, v'im b'chozos ocha mi'al glida v'sof ha'sudo lo yivarach. No bracha is said. Why? What's going on here? So I'm not the one who's saying why, what's going on here. That's when I read it, I said that, and I didn't understand why. So this bothered somebody else as well. The Darchei Halacha, which is on the right side, starts with the Hine. Rav Chaim Schneller. Chaim Schneller is the Rosh Kolel in the Sanz Kolel in the Tanya. His father was, I believe, Rav Eliyahu, was the Rosh Hashiva in Sanz. And I believe that he is the son-in-law of the other famous, Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, who's a famous Poisek in Yerushalayim. So he says, what? He doesn't understand. After discussing food compote and saying the truth is there is a stechemet that says that you don't make a bracha on food compote, and still he thinks that it's posh. And he says, v'nei lachash nivar ha-yisod ha-dvarim, ha-boim shalom machmas ha-suda, ha-inu she-boim l'sa'anug v'lo l'sobeo, v'yafilu im ha-derech le-avia v'chal posh at l'chor. Right? If it's kinuach, so for sure l'chor ki ha-yom she-abracha, would the Makomas Nogul Lavdu Begomra Achilas Glida Ice Cream would be Degam Sarach Levarach Lefanea by Adara Poshinously. It's Poshin, no? But then I saw Shel Reisi B'Sefer Yalkut Yosef. Again, this is a Chassid who's writing this. Amud, whatever it does, it says Nichshav Kimashke. It's like a drink. That's the Chiddush here. Zok Rav Yosef's son, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, in his long, long three-page ha'orah on this, that's where he goes. He goes through a whole lumdus of why Rav Avadi held this way. Because it's really a mashke, if you consider it. I can hear that. Meaning, is it more like a solid, or is it more like a liquid? I'm not so sure. What did we say last week about liquids? It doesn't matter what you drink during the suda. Doesn't matter, no bracha is said on anything that you drink during the suda. The same halacha is when you go to a kiddush. The boy break off and poppers everything you drink during the suda. What about coffee? Good shiloh. Some people drink coffee during the meal, therefore coffee, we don't paskin that way. Where we're going to have a shiloh is what we said last week in the Magen Avraham, if you remember. between the fish and the meat. Some people have?
Tremendous.
Right, and some people have schnapps.
No.
And if you have the schnapps, you make a bracha on it. Nobody's going to tie in that schnapps is coming to quench my thirst. So that's going to be a shiloh, and the Magen Avraham passes that you do make a bracha. That's going to be a shiloh according to this Yalka Yosef, which he's going to bring. This Darfei Halacha, because that's a shiloh. But that's what Rav Yosef calls it. And then he says, Ke'elcha Ba'adei Choshev Mashka. It's called a Mashka. Morchem Ala Mashka L'suda. Okay, that I understand. But is this considered a Mashka? Fine. Look what he writes in the next passage. Le'aniyat Zayti Ein Nira Kan Mishnei Einayim. Right? I cannot believe this with both my eyes. Masha Kosov. Ve'echot De'glida Ke'mashka? Look, Ocho? I Pasha don't understand this. And he goes through a language tshuva, along whatever this is not tshuva, but Dvar Halacha here, of giving different reasons why this is totally wrong. One of them being this Magen Avraham that I mentioned. Is this a din of Yavesh? He thinks it's Pasha, that this is not a din of Yavesh, that this is a din of that is Yavesh and not Lach. Basically, he goes and he says something which I believe is pretty Pasha, which is that when it comes to ice cream, according to this idea, this chassid, that it's pashut that when it comes to ice cream is in the category of something that is yavish. That's the first answer, and therefore there's nothing to discuss. His second thing, as I said before, is this Magen Avraham, that when it comes to schnapps, which is a type of drink, there also you don't make the when it comes to schnapps, you do make a bracha, because nobody drinks schnapps because they're thirsty. Maybe some do, but in this case they don't. And therefore, he has a very big problem, and he brings all the riots as well. What's interesting, which he doesn't know, and I would like to maybe, I won't do this, but I would like to fax this to him. At the end of the Yalka Yosef, so the Yalka Yosef was written in 1991. In 2004, the Yalka Yosef came out with, Rav Yitzchak Yosef came out with, let's call him Hashmatos. And on different things that people have asked him through the years. So one of those things is, I'm just looking for, Mishira Yosef. Mishira Yosef is what it's called. So they published it in the newest edition, which Baruch Hashem I got my hands on. So here, a question was asked from Hagoyin Harav, I think Shlomo Cohen, who's the Rosh Yeshiva of Harat Yosef, right? We call it the Or LeZion. So he says as follows, this is a beautiful tshuva, it's a big kiss of tshuva here. In the beginning he says, I always see your father and I tell him, and he tells me how much he loves Yosef, and I love you, you're the best, everybody's the best, kiss, kiss, hug, hug. But I don't understand what you're saying over here about this ice cream thing, huh? What's going on with the ice cream thing? What do you make a bracha ice cream? So he, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, is not a slouch. He says, you want to know what the ice cream thing is? 4 pages again, explaining it. And that's what's over here in the last Achilas Glida Basuda. He says, Shtia Areba, Letzorach Achila V'Shtia, right? He goes, no, it is a Shtia. Don't tell me it's not a Shtia. I'll prove it to you. He brings the Rashi, he brings the Gemara and Brachos, we all know, this is Pashut. His first part is Pashut. That we all know that there is an actual Machloikis when it comes to different drinks during the Suda, because what about coffee, for example? So coffee, even though you might have coffee all the time as your dessert, we don't make a bracha on coffee. It is a Machloikis Apoyiskit. And he brings many other Rayas to this. And why this Rosh Yeshiva of Parat Yosef is wrong. And truth is, even though he probably didn't see it, why this Darchei Halacha, Rav Chaim Schneller, is also wrong. And in fact, the Sfardim are noheg not to make a bracha. However, it seems to Rav Avi Yosef, not only should they not make a bracha, they shouldn't eat ice cream as part of a suda. So if they're going to be mekel when it comes to making a barim mizonos on matzah, so they should follow the shita as well. And this is going to be a different halacha of the Sfardim than the Ashkenazim. We've seen a classic, however, machloikis between the Hasidim and the Sfardim in this inyan. And what we've seen from the shir, I think, is quite fascinating, that when it comes to a bracha on dessert, there is a machloikis achronim ad hayom hazeh on what bracha we make on cake, not so pashut, what it is in fact. We saw different halachas. We saw on one side the nose of Yehuda, who held that we do make a bracha. In fact, we do not make a bracha. The Emes Liakov says that you do make a bracha. However, in Pasah Bava Kistim, he wasn't sure. Rav Shachter said that you do make a bracha. Then we questioned Frukampo. We thought it was very partial that you do make a bracha, like all fruits at the end of the meal, like all candy and those type of items. Came along the Mishnah Berurah and his commentary, the Bir Halacha and the Shaar Tzion, all of which said what? Everything the same, Rabbi Sai. Of course you make a bracha on fruit compost. but came along the sefer that came out, Rabbi Shlomo Bloch put out Hatzadik, that no, he was chozer b'sof yamav. What was a chozer? So Rav Zaks in different places said different things. Either because he was old and that's what he had as part of his meal, which is pashut, or no, that's not the reason, because he really held this way, but he said this is the way I hold, but I can't say there's a halacha l'maisa. Hard to say. We didn't know how to paskin. Or the Amos Yaakov's great answer is I don't believe that the story ever happened, which is what Rabbi Yosef said as well. Then we talked about ice cream. Shlomo Zalman Abrach said for sure you make a bracha on it. Ashkenazim seem to hold you do make a bracha on this part of the Suda. You don't have to wait till the end of the Suda because it's so pashut. And Rav Avi Yosef and the Sfaradim hold that it is pashut. By the way, I'll point out that Or L'Tzion that we mentioned, and this makes a lot of sense according to what this Rav Shlomo Cohen held, that the Or L'Tzion, which was a Sfaradi Poisek, held in fact that a person does make a bracha on ice cream. So it's not so pashut that this is true. However, I saw one sefer that said, as far as a sefer, so he said, the Kinyan Torah, how can they do this? This is against what all the poskim. In fact, it's not. The Or L'Tzion does not poskim this way, and that's why probably this other Rosh Yeshiva of Paras Yosef held this way as well. Nu, sof kol sof, we see the interesting inyan of desserts, whether it gets a bracha or whether it doesn't get a bracha. Sof kol sof, we're sure about ice cream and everything that's sweet. However, when it comes to cake, we have a shaila. Compote seems to be not as much of a shaila unless you want to hold from this Mipia Shmua that was heard in the name of the Chavetz Chaim. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashel, Meresu B'Kodesh Baruch Hu, L'Zakos, Yisrael L'Fichem, Hir Dem Mishra, Shneem Ra, Adonai, Chavetz Zaman Tiko, Yagdil Toru V'Yadir. Hey.